The Republican leadership of the House of Representatives wants to cut food stamps, known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, by $40 billion. That's twice the amount that was voted down in the House in June. SNAP has traditionally been part of the Farm Bill. When the GOP leadership couldn't get enough votes to pass a bill making the $20 billion cut to food stamps, they removed food stamps from the bill altogether. The pared-down Farm Bill passed last month on a strict party-line vote. Now they want to vote on a new bill just to fund SNAP, cutting more than half of the funding for a program that grew to $78 billion a year during the recession.
The message of the House leadership seems to be, let them eat Tea Party cakes.
Joel Berg, executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger.
The House of Representatives appears to be doubling down on heartlessness, doubling down on cruelty, and doubling down on an extraordinarily counterproductive plan that's actually going to harm the U.S. economy by taking away jobs in the food industry. Basically, to assuage the far, 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 far right wing of the party, which is way outside of the mainstream of American society, the House leadership is somehow going to double the size of the cuts in the SNAP program. I really don't think the House leadership sees much shame, so it's really the job of all of us citizens, to actually shame them.
And the initial bill with the $20 billion cut, there were some Republicans who voted against it because they didn't think $20 billion was enough to cut from food stamps, and Democrats voted against it because they thought it was too much. What's the likelihood that this proposal could pass the House at least?
I'm not sure whether this can pass the House or not. I doubt very much a single Democrat in the House of Representatives will vote for this bill, and the question really is whether they get enough Republicans to vote for it. A small number of Republicans voted against the smaller cuts, so you would think they may get a few more people to vote against this. They're going to hear a lot from the very faith-based agencies they champion that they can't possibly solve the problem.
There are some supplements to the nutrition assistance program that are set to expire already. They were passed in 2009 as a result of the recession. How much of an impact will that have on food stamp recipients?
This November 1st, every SNAP food stamps recipient in America is going to suffer from a dramatic decrease in funding. A family of three will lose between $30 to $50 of groceries per month, and they already don't have enough food to feed their families. These hunger cliff cuts that are going into November 1st would be on top of, in addition to, any of the cuts now being considered by the United States House of Representatives. And so they are just the nose in the camel's tent, representing a devastating attack against the food needs of struggling Americans.
Many of the reddest states are also the biggest users of federal government programs or benefit programs. Does that apply in this case?
I was doing an interview with Fox a few months ago, and they made this preposterous claim that Obama is somehow buying votes with SNAP benefits. I provided a spreadsheet to them which proved that out of the 20 states that have the highest SNAP food stamps participation in the nation, 16 voted for Mitt Romney. The very states in the union, in the South particularly, that most oppose the SNAP program, at least rhetorically and politically, just so happen to be the very states in the union that are most dependent and most in need of these programs. The hypocrisy of opponents of these programs is so palpable, I can barely sputter out a response.
How much of a defeat is it simply to strip the SNAP program out of the Farm Bill? Does stripping it out weaken the case for the SNAP program?
I don't think so. I don't think a bill that just has a standalone Farm Bill without nutrition benefits is going to become law. The president won't sign it into law. It won't pass the United States Senate. But the House leadership has actually done us a favor. They don't know they have, but they have done us a favor by stripping out the nutrition components and passing this massive orgy of corporate agribusiness giveaways for their campaign donors. And that favor is they've actually stripped the fig leaf away from the myth that they're doing this for deficit reduction. Their actions, putting more money into corporate welfare while taking money away from hardworking, hungry families, proves they're not about deficit reduction. They're about punishing poor people in order to pay for more giveaways for their campaign donors.
There is a time factor here. The current program is set to expire on September 30th. Can they hold the entire process hostage to cuts to the food stamp program, to SNAP?
They can try to hold all this hostage to SNAP, say we're not going to keep the government running unless you dramatically cut additional food for low-income families. But Democrats theoretically control two branches of the government, the United States Senate and the White House, so they would have to agree to such a deal. And if the Democrats have just a bit of spine, they will stand up and say they will not let the entire United States budget and the needs of 47 million hungry people be held hostage by these ultra-right-wing conservatives who do not garner even a small percentage of support of the broader American people.
What kind of efforts are underway now to fight back against this push by the GOP to cut SNAP?
We are organizing, getting low-income people and non-low-income people who are concerned about these issues to contact their members of Congress, to speak out to the media, to fight back. We're not going to take this lying down. A civilized country feeds its children. A civilized country feeds its senior citizens, and a civilized country doesn't lash benefits for struggling families just to pay for more corporate welfare. And so we're going to fight back, and I do think we are going to be able to beat back at least the worst impacts of the biggest cuts.
Joel Berg is executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger.